This week's episode is all about boys. Our first boyfriends, how to get over a breakup, and the pickle that ruined a double date vacation. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes for free, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Well, hey everyone! Welcome back to Psychobabble!
Oh my gosh, we didn't get canceled.
Oh my god! Praise Jesus! Who else should we praise?
The first thought that popped into my head was Madonna.
I don't know why.
I would never.
We're not praising her. We're praising Rihanna. We're going to praise Oprah. Julie Chen.
Oh, Katy Perry.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to throw her out.
I mean, throw her, queen. I will also be praising Darren Criss today.
Oh, I'm going to praise Zac Efron.
Maybe every episode we praise some people for the fact that we didn't get canceled last week.
Thank you, Sarah Bareilles.
Oh my gosh,
canceling us.
Thank you. So this episode, we told you last time, we are going to be talking about something a little bit juicy. Corey, what are we going to be discussing?
We are going to be talking about boys and boyfriends and dream boats and things like that.
I have always said that I will never discuss
boys
on YouTube. Because I once did. I once talked about a boyfriend that I had in videos. I would feature him. Those videos are now gone.
A bag of Cool Ranch Doritos?
Yeah, a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. Actually, we should talk about that. That video, I've never discussed why I made that video, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Remind me later. But we're going to talk about boys, boyfriends, first boyfriends, college boyfriends, what we think of each other's boyfriends.
each other's exes.
Let's start at the beginning, though. Okay?
Okay.
Let's talk about our first boyfriends.
I thought you were going to say, let's go back to the beginning. What song is that?
I don't know.
I think it's Hillary Duff.
Anyway. Oh my God, Queen Hillary! No, what do you think about Hillary Duff's boyfriend?
Does she have a boyfriend?
I don't know.
She has a baby.
That's close enough.
Yeah, truly.
I don't know. But your first boyfriend.
Okay.
Tell me about that experience.
My first boyfriend was in college.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I waited until college
What a lady.
I was very classy.
Very dainty.
I didn't do anything until I got to college. That's where I started living my dream.
What was your dream?
To get a boyfriend.
And how'd that work out for you?
It went well. I mean, I had him for 2.5 years.
You had him?
As a boyfriend.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't really.
2.5 years. That's a big time commitment.
Yeah.
I mean, not really in your grand scheme of things, considering you're 70.
Right. That's 1% of my life.
Right. Yeah. Math. Yeah, something like that. My first boyfriend was, I think I was 15.
Oh my God. I cannot even imagine having a boyfriend at 15.
Was I 15? Yeah, I was 15. Well, I came out.
What do 15-year-olds do with boyfriends?
Oh my God. Well,
hold hands?
We dated for 30 days.
Oh, wow. A whole month?
Yeah. We're still friends.
Oh.
His name is, well, I won't say his name.
Well, in 30 days, there's nothing can go wrong to ruin a relationship in 30 days.
Somehow, things went wrong. Things went wrong, and we broke up. But we had a relationship. We were both in a play.
Oh.
We were both in drama club. But in the play, he was the title of his role was manservant. And he was my character's manservant. And so that was very defining for our relationship.
No wonder.
And we always joked about it. And then it got too real. And then we broke up and he still had to be my manservant in the play.
That sounds like exactly how I would imagine a 15-year-old boyfriend situation in high school would go.
Right. And then I also dated another guy who was on the swim team, which I was very into.
Your school had a swim team?
Oh my God, duh.
I would have killed for a swim team.
Well, he was, let me tell you, let me set the scene. He was redheaded.
Oh.
My height.
Ah.
And he did not have a car, so I had to drive him to school every day. That's called high school love. That's dedication. Driving some little twink to school every day. And he was rude to me.
How long did that relationship last?
Not long. I was over him before it began because he was rude.
So by the time you were 16, you had had how many boyfriends?
Only two-ish. But I was also flirting with boys on MySpace. See, those were the days.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And now you have to flirt with them on Twitter.
Well, which I do.
Yeah.
Which, obviously. I religiously favorite boys' tweets. It's kind of my way of winking at somebody. It's the new Facebook poke.
I think. Oh, wow.
Which was the new putting somebody in your MySpace top 8.
Which was the new saying hello to someone in public.
What is that?
That's how you flirt in real life.
I don't know that. I've never tried that. It seems daunting.
What? probably why you're single.
Probably why you're single. True. Yeah, me don't too. Come for me. Don't come for me unless I call for you.
Wait, were you on the swim team also?
Oh,
I just didn't picture you.
No, we were kind of, it was one of those things where it was the drama club president meets the swim team captain.
Oh,
it was
whoa.
One of those. Yeah.
Star-crossed lovers.
I also pseudo-dated this guy from another school. I also dated a guy who was who worked with me at McDonald's.
Oh my god, you dated someone who went to Holt High School?
No, not Holt. Hazlitt. I have class.
Oh wow. And Hazlitt was right down the street from Okemos.
Right. And they had a nice high school. So that's how I judged if I should be dating.
Yeah. Did you meet him at MySpace?
No, all the gays in the community knew each other. In the greater Michigan area. We all knew of each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
So stereotypes are real.
Well, I don't want to perpetuate, but I will not deny.
Right, and I mean, I was also born and raised in Michigan, so I get the small town feel.
I mean, those at home who don't know, there's an app called Grindr where you can log in see the closest gays. Back in Michigan, you could see people, the closest gays included people in Ohio.
And in the UP.
I know. Well, I dated a boy in the UP.
Oh, wow. That's a very good segue.
I would consider that relationship to be my first relationship.
Was that like dating? I mean, if he's from the UP, is he really from Michigan?
Well, he's not. I wouldn't consider him really American.
Right, he's practically Canadian.
Yeah, I mean, culturally, they were a different world.
Yeah.
It was much.
Oh my god, it was your first foreign, like, love affair.
Oh my god, well, I love an exotic love. And the UP was about as exotic as I got.
Yeah.
Once I was on my way up to visit him one summer.
On a long drive.
I was a long, long drive. And I was currently a camp counselor at Michigan State. And I was going up for the weekend. It was 4th of July weekend. I was so excited because, you know, I was like in love. And I was on my way up to visit and see him for the first time in months. And so I was driving. I was very excited. Speeding. And I ended up getting pulled over. I got a ticket.
Whoa. How fast do you think you were going?
Oh, a subtle 95. Maybe, you know, the wind was blowing in my favor, so I don't think that was helping.
No.
And
I hope you told the cop that. Probably could have gotten out of
it. I did. I have never gotten out of a ticket. So I got that ticket. And in addition to that ticket, I was on the road again. And less than an hour later, I hear sirens, I see lights, I say, oh my gosh, it's happening again.
Was it the same cop?
It was not the same cop, but I got pulled over a second time the same day, within the hour. And he pulls up, he comes up to the window, I roll it down subtly, casually, I'm like, I'm gonna play it cool, because like, I freaked out the first time, that did not get me out of the ticket, so I was like, different strategy, same day, different strategy. So he's like, do you know how fast you're going? I'm like, no, officer. I'm like showing him nipple. And I'm like, no, I'm not getting out of this. And he's like, when was the last time you got pulled over? And I'm like, recently. And he's like, how recent? And I'm like today.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And he starts screaming about how I'm never going to make it to the UP, how I'm going to die in an accident, how you can't even go 95 anywhere in America. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, big whoop. I got places
You're
to
like,
be.
Give me this ticket. I'm on a way to see a man.
Right. I'm on my way to see my man. No ticket can get between him and I.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus did not take the wheel. Which was, yeah, no.
You could have used that.
I could have used that help.
But, so instead you just got two tickets.
So I got two tickets one day. Have you ever gotten a ticket?
Oh my god, yeah. I'm
on your way to see a boyfriend?
No. All my tickets were in high school when I was just had my license and was a bad driver. Mm-hmm. And I also can't talk my way out of a ticket.
Yeah, I'm a fumbling mess.
Well, you know me. I'm going to argue and tell them that I'm right and they're wrong.
Yeah, Corey's the
Never
worst.
Never goes in your favor when you tell the cop he's wrong.
Yeah. When you say you're an idiot, that right. sounds like something you would say right. to a cop.
And he also, I didn't get his number and we didn't start dating.
He didn't become your boyfriend?
No.
Wow. Have you ever dated a cop?
No, but I've always wondered. So if my first boyfriend has since become a chiropractor, so am I allowed to tell people I dated a doctor?
If he became the doctor after you dated, no.
Oh,
sorry.
I just really wanted that in my portfolio.
Oh my god!
I once dated a doctor.
No.
So
no,
it doesn't
no.
work.
I'm trying to think. Okay, well, what then? If that is the case, what have I dated then?
Nothing.
A Googler? A Gagler.
No, I've dated a Googler.
What is that redheaded swimmer up to now?
Probably being an asshole to somebody.
Whoa.
And
what about that, like, your manservant?
He's a rabbi now.
Oh.
Yeah. I've dated a rabbi. Mazel.
Yeah, I don't think you can say... If I haven't dated a doctor, you haven't dated a rabbi.
Fair. Okay, that's fine. Let's talk about, since we have been best friends for years and years and years, what have we thought about each other's boyfriends? I would say, as far as taste goes, you've got some interesting taste.
You always come for my taste.
Do I?
Yeah, I mean, you're always like, very interesting choice with your boyfriend.
I mean, I would say I've never hated any of your boyfriends.
Well, also, if I go on two dates with somebody, you are swearing up and down that they're my boyfriend.
Okay, let's have a conversation about definition of boys. Because if you go on dates with somebody, past tense, what have you done with them? Dated!
I disagree.
You have dated them.
You make it sound very formal when you're like, oh, you should see this train wreck Corey dated.
And if you have dates scheduled in the future, then you are currently doing what?
And I had a bagel with them one time.
Then you're currently dating.
And you're like, whoa, boyfriends.
You had a bagel with somebody?
No, I wish.
That is a level of trust to carb load in front of somebody.
That's why I haven't done it.
Yeah, well, God bless.
But, I mean, I've liked all of your boyfriends.
Have you?
Yeah, because I actually stick to the actual people that you dated for more than 30 days, and then I consider them your boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm still friends with them.
Yeah. I mean, you stay friends with the people I become exes with, but as soon as I sever ties with somebody, we are donezo. I don't speak to them for, like, years.
You?
That's kind of my habit. Well, I mean, that's my track record.
And then, like, after a couple of years, then you're like, let's be friends again.
Yeah, I mean, my first boyfriend, we didn't speak for years, and then, because he was, like, terrible. What are you talking about?
Which boyfriend? Your high school boyfriend?
No! My first boyfriend.
Your first college boyfriend.
Yeah, we broke up very bad. Bad breakup. And then we...
I know, I was there for it.
Yeah, and I was a mess. And then we ended up not speaking for years, but then we had to work together because we were both RAs at college. And so we were, like, on duty together. We had to, like...
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
I would walk by your dorm room, and you were, like, going through it, but you would just be listening to Boys, Boys, Boys by Lady Gaga.
Right.
That, being like, I am getting over him.
Yeah, but it didn't work. What else did I listen to when I was breaking up?
A
lot of Alanis Morissette.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know you like Dido.
Not a breakup. No.
Really?
A lot of, what was that one Kelly Clarkson album?
All I Ever Wanted.
All I Ever Wanted. Oh my God.
That album did come out when you went through that breakup.
It got me through it. You know what really got me through it? No Parade by Jordan Sparks.
Queen Jordan Sparks.
Yes.
We should have praised her at the beginning.
I know. We saw Jordan Sparks at the Teen Choice Awards. I don't get starstruck easily, but I saw her walk by and I go, oh my God, I need to go tell her how No Parade got me through a breakup.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she doesn't care.
And she looked beautiful. And she was so tall.
Yeah.
I mean, they wear heels and it makes them taller.
What, are you talking about women?
Yeah.
They. Cool, great.
They are always wearing heels and being so tall.
Thanks for that input.
That's why I'm looking for a boyfriend and not a girlfriend.
Why? Because
I don't know how to properly refer to they.
They? Okay, sure. Let's talk about types. What is your type?
Oh, well, okay. So I feel like a lot of people are, like, when they ask what their type is, they're looking for, like, physical features. I mean,
okay, so let's go physical and let's go...
Certainly, I don't want to just act like I'm very superficial and just looking for a tall man with a beard and, like, tall, dark, and handsome.
But hairy, you are.
Hairy chest, like, whatever.
So that is what you're
like,
looking for.
Like, those are all bonuses. That comes after the fact. Are they, like, nice? Do they have a good relationship with their parents? Are they not an only child? Sorry.
Whoa!
Sorry to all you only children out there. Listen, I lived with an only child in college, and they don't know how to share.
Wow.
Just putting that out there.
Wow.
I'm sure there are only children out there who do.
I can't believe you're hate-criming only children.
You know,
children.
So, like, there's other things that are more important.
Okay.
Like, when it comes to you, you're looking for someone who's your height so you can share clothes.
Well, I'm just looking for somebody who is 5'5"-ish. 5'6", 5'7", 5'8", 5'9". That'll do. I'd love to share sweaters, perhaps...
You are just looking to double
sweatpants.
Your wardrobe.
Listen, if we can't have gay marriage, At least we can double our wardrobes. Okay?
Truly.
Like, calm it down. Let me have something in life.
Yeah.
Until equality is achieved, at least I can share it like denim.
Right.
Right.
Oh my god. I've never been able to share clothes with boyfriends.
Really?
No. They all take mine and they're like, oh, it's so big and comfy because you're so tall. And I'm like, cool, I can't fit into your extra small t-shirt. My life's a struggle.
Wow. You seem like you're really going through it.
That's, I am.
That seems tough. What was your longest relationship you've ever had?
It was like 3 years.
Holy crap.
I'm like an adult.
Wow.
I know how to like have a relationship.
Did y'all ever talk about like marriage?
No.
Children?
No. Oh, I mean, I feel like even guys I go get bagels with, I talk about having children.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean,
is bagels a euphemism?
It could be if you're lucky.
Just going to get some bagels.
Well, like, don't you think that's important? Don't you want children?
Oh, I thought you were talking about bagels still. Ugh. I'm like, yes, bagels are important.
Would you love a bagel right now?
You don't know how much I would love a bagel right now.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Would you rather?
I would rather have a bagel than children.
I would rather have a bagel or a boyfriend.
Right now?
In this exact moment.
In this moment?
You're going to make one go.
Bagel!
Oh my god.
I am looking for a bagel with onions, avocado,
whoa,
tomato, light cream cheese. Here's the problem with ordering light cream cheese. They always think I'm ordering less cream cheese, not low-calorie cream cheese. I want extra low-calorie cream cheese.
I think that negates all of the order.
I don't need to be spoken down to right now.
I know you're hungry.
You don't know my lust for...
I know you're hungry and single.
Listen.
I'm sorry. Well. we once went on a vacation together.
Oh my god.
With our boyfriends.
What a freaking train wreck. That was the worst.
That was a lovely vacation in Mexico.
I think it wasn't lovely, if I remember it correctly.
I remember there was a lot of you drinking in Mexico and dancing to the electric slide.
Oh my god, yeah. So we went to Cancun. We went to an all-inclusive resort.
Oh, I literally thought you were going to say all-straight people resort.
Oh my god, we should tell the story. Remember? Okay, so this resort was all-inclusive, but there were two separate parts of this resort.
College, spring break on one side.
Yep, and then there was very old women laying, lounging, eating all the guacamole they could,
because
sleeping, not partying on the other side.
Yeah.
Which side did we stay on?
Oh my god, we went with the old women.
Yes, it was all old women in one pieces.
There was no wait for drinks or guac.
Right, oh my god, it was heaven. And there were no obnoxious bros or sorority girls. No offense if that's what you are, but girl, that was not what I was looking to hang out with on spring break. 2009.
It was a very couple-y spring break. We were like...
It was Double Date Bill, USA.
Well, I mean, I think we knew that, but that's what we signed up for.
Right.
And we were like, hey, let's go to Mexico with our boyfriends.
Well, I had a lot of fun. My favorite moment... You know what I'm about to say?
I was going to say, was it when you guys were fighting in your room?
Whoa. Don't come for us. Relationship-wise, it was not my best moment.
No.
We look back on it and laugh because we're friends now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was rough.
I would look back and laugh on that whole...
Oh yeah, what were we up to?
Oh my god.
My god. My favorite moment was the pickle.
Oh, the sky rat.
Yeah, so there we were.
We didn't have college kids to watch, so instead we watched the old woman and the seagulls.
We were lounging at the pool, watching, people watching, as you do.
Yeah.
We had, what was that drink that was half pina colada, half...
Miami Vice, I think they
called it. Yes, it was called a Miami Vice. It was a swirl of a nice, creamy...
What colors were they?
Okay, so half of it was a creamy coconut white.
Oh, that's very easy coloring
yep,
for you.
Thank you. And then the other half was a subtle, rich, deep...
ocean blue.
No, not ocean! It was like, a healthy gum red. Oh, like when you show so much teeth that you can kind of see gum and it's still healthy because you brush
red?
It.
I thought mine was blue.
Anyway,
there was a sky rat.
Okay, so we were laying there drinking our Miami Vices, watching the people. And it's a pretty relatively quiet area because we're not with all the college people. And we hear a scream out of nowhere.
Oh, I thought someone got murdered at the pool.
We thought it was a murder.
Shark attack.
They just murdered that old woman. That's what we thought had happened. But we look up. And all eyes on this one big woman. Mm-hmm. And she looks around, trying to, like, get justification. Like, my scream was justified. She explains the situation and says...
She screamed. Well, because she wanted to let the whole pool area know.
Right.
That a seagull had snatched a pickle flew over her and dropped the pickle right on her.
Right. And she screamed, what did she say? She said, verbatim, what did she say?
Quote unquote, that sky rat dropped a pickle on me.
Right, which became kind of...
I think it trended worldwide.
It trended worldwide, yeah. It at least trended regionally in Cancun.
I think anyone listening to this still should tweet something with the hashtag, that sky rat dropped a pickle on me.
Yeah, tweet it at us right now, hashtag, that sky rat dropped a pickle on me. That's how we'll know you guys are listening. But get it trending for that poor woman. She might be dead now. That
she
trauma...
And, like, my biggest problem with that is, why are you screaming? I would love for a sky rat to drop a pickle on me.
Oh, my God. You know I love pickles.
Oh, I would love a dill pickle.
Oh.
Chips, spears, whatever you want to drop on
me. Now, do you like sweet pickles?
And I don't love them.
But do you like them?
But I'm not going to kick a pickle out of bed.
Ain't that the truth?
Truly. What do they call them?
That's my Tinder profile. That's the bio that I have on Tinder. It says, not going to kick a pickle out of bed.
Truly. Oh, I would kill for a pickle right now.
Have you had a Disney pickle?
Yeah, you and I have done that.
Yeah, they're $4 and worth every
I
penny.
I think they're $4.25.
Wow.
Prices have gone up.
The economy.
I would love to go get pickles at Disney again with you.
You know what? I have told boys, I'm very into, like, a fun date. What is your ideal date? Because I've told boys, imagine a fun little date at Disneyland. That sounds ideal.
I think that would be great. You once gave me the idea to go on a date with someone to Chuck E. Cheese.
That is the perfect date. And you want to know why? They have, it's all games. You can push children out of the way.
Wait, they let you push children?
It's flexible depending on the Chuck E. Cheese. They also, they sell draft beer.
What?
By the pitcher.
Do what? Like good kinds of beer? I mean, okay, whatever.
Beggars can't be choosers.
You know I'll have whatever.
They have photo booths so you can like commemorate the date.
Oh,
it's super cute. They've got pizza. They've got that Chuck E. Cheese band.
Oh my God.
Of the mechanical, you know, which is terrifying if you're on drugs, I'm sure. So don't go on drugs. And what else? I mean, that's everything you need in a date.
I know where there's a Chuck E. Cheese here in L.A.
Do you?
Over by the airport.
I'm on my way.
Oh, my God. So now all I need is a boy to take to Chuck E. Cheese.
Hashtag good luck. I would say, you know what would be a fun date? I want to go on one of those TMZ tours.
Okay. Every time I talk to my mom about L.A., she suggests, like, us going on TMZ tours.
You and your mom?
Well, she wants to come out. She thinks I should take people on dates for that sort of thing.
So if you are not from L.A., here is the deal. You can go on a tour of L.A. in a little bus that shows you everywhere that, like, the celebrities live or whatever it is. I imagine that would be, like, imagine getting super drunk, going on that TMZ tour, having no clue what's going on, and just there for the ride.
But, like, whose house are they going to show you? They're not going to show me where Zac Efron lives.
Yeah, so then why even go?
Right. They're going to show me, like, where a Kardashian lives.
And, I mean...
And I'm like, I can turn on E and see that.
Right. Whose house would you want to see?
Zac Efron's.
Okay.
Oh, Adam Levine's.
Wow.
We're talking about dream guys?
Yeah, who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, Adam Levine just tops the charts.
Does he?
Yeah, you've seen my iPhone screen background.
I mean, yeah, it's a shirtless picture of Adam Levine. He is hot. Mine, I don't know. I like, you know, Darren Criss.
Oh.
He, him and I have history. You guys know. I'm in love with him, but he and I did a video together.
Oh my God.
For August, and he is just the sweetest guy. But he's just like dream guy because he's like so nice and funny and cute and handsome and manly and perfect hair. And
you'd marry him?
You know, I think we are already married.
Would you take him to Cancun and like have a sky rat drop a pickle?
Are you asking if I would drop a pickle on him?
Yes,
I would drop a pickle on him.
Oh, who's like your number two? Do you have like? I mean, you might need a backup plan.
Okay, if you want to know my number two, I can't just tell you. You have to, okay, if you're at home, open Google, type in Nick Jonas Butt. There's going to be pictures of him in a baseball uniform.
Is this PG?
Yes, it's PG.
Okay.
He's fully clothed. He's in a baseball uniform. And it is just
heaven. Is it?
On earth. Yes.
Oh.
That is why he's my number two.
Do you think Queen Jackie would approve of these people, your mom?
She doesn't approve of many people.
Really?
Given my track record, she's kind of been skeptical of boys.
I would love to go on a double date with, like, you and your boyfriend and then, like, me and Queen Jackie.
That seems like hell.
I think that's the test they have to pass if they want your love.
My mom's all like, now what are you naming the grandchildren? First date.
Okay. But then that's not what I pictured.
Yeah. That is.
I always thought she was going to be like, ain't nobody going to mess with my Tyler. Ems is not going to make
She's pretty protective. She's not here for any men, truly. And she's always skeptical anytime I'm like, oh, I just went on a date. She's like, what's this story? What's wrong with him?
Because only people who have problems would go.
Right. Yeah. What are your parents, are they receptive to boys? What is the deal?
I mean, my parents ask questions. When I went through my, like, last big breakup with, like, a long-term boyfriend, my mom was like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? Why are you ending this? And she, like, sent him a Facebook message.
Oh, my God!
She, like, logged it and was like, I do not approve of Corey breaking up with you.
Whoa. You don't want to know the truth? I have a boyfriend. An ex-boyfriend. I don't have a boyfriend currently. I have an ex-boyfriend who, his mom still messages me on Facebook. More than he messages me, more than we keep in touch, she and I still, we go out.
She just wanted you to be her, like, son-in-law.
Well, I love her. She's great. I love that whole family. But, yeah, her and I were kindred spirits. We would wake up, when I would stay at his family's house, because we would always go away for weekends at his family's house, he would sleep in, and I would wake up real early, and I would get coffee with her, and her and I would just have, like, the day together, and, like, he would wake up and come downstairs in the living room, and we were just, like, snuggling, watching a movie. It was more about me and her.
That sounds nice. You should date her. Is she single?
I think I'm a hit with moms.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you link them to your YouTube videos?
She loves it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's a weird thing. Cause like a lot of families don't necessarily get what I would do.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to be able to see anything.
So that's a challenge
that you put out there.
And I put a lot out there.
You really, really do. So, Tyler, now that we've talked about dream guys and past boyfriends and what we want now, do you want to play a little boyfriend game?
Let's play it.
Right. So when it comes to boyfriends, give me five things you always say yes to.
Oh, pizza? Are you counting down? Is this okay? Oh, I have 10 seconds. Pizza? Sweatpants today? A date where they pay? Also, a good time and a pitcher of beer?
That sounds like a dream date, truly.
Okay. When it comes to boyfriends, you have 10 seconds to name five things that you would recommend to everyone. Go.
Get a boyfriend. make sure that he's cute. Make sure that he's nice. Make sure he's a good hugger. And that he has a beard.
Oh, good job. You have 2 seconds left. Those are all very good pointers.
Yeah. I mean, good hugs. You really want that in a good boyfriend.
Right.
All right, your turn. How about for you, let's name five things in 10 seconds. So when it comes to boyfriends, name five things that you're afraid of.
Oh, somebody who can't kill a bug for me. Somebody who is only there for attention. Somebody who is rude. Somebody's my parents won't get along with. And somebody who's like, oh, wait.
That you or your time ran out.
I had one more thing.
Yeah.
Also, somebody who doesn't follow me on Twitter. That's what I'm afraid of. No, I'm kidding.
Nightmares.
Deal breaker. Okay. You have 10 seconds to name five things you cannot change in a boyfriend.
Oh, you cannot change their bad attitude. You cannot change if they're mean. Oh my God, I'm running out of time. You cannot change their hair. I don't know.
True. Okay, you only got three.
Wait,
but
that was really hard.
Yeah, well.
Don't get a boyfriend that needs a lot of things to change.
Yeah, because you can't change things.
Lessons learned.
Okay.
All right. How about when it comes to boyfriends, name five things that you learned the hard way?
You can't change a man. You can't change his family. You can't help him come out. You can't, I don't know. You can't make him taller. You can't make him shorter. And that's it. There you go. Five. Bye.
Well, yours was very deep at the beginning.
These are things that you learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Okay. When it comes to men, name five things that make you cuss.
Oh, like, if he doesn't want to cook me dinner, wait, that sounds very not nice. I would just cuss if he was like a bad driver and like if he was a bad kisser.
That's, yeah. Okay, well, there you go.
I don't think I got five.
You didn't get five, but those were all things that make me cuss.
Have you ever had a bad kisser and you just cussed because he was a bad kisser?
I cuss into his mouth. I say, oh, fuck this. While I'm in his mouth, I'm like, get out of here.
And it just like echoes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just do one more.
Okay.
Can you name five things that boyfriends are always giving you?
They are giving me grief. They are giving me... they're giving me dinner. They're also giving me a fun time. I don't know. They're also giving me friends and family. It's hard to watch you count down on your fingers.
I'm
that's stressful.
Yeah, I'm very good at counting down on my fingers.
They're simultaneously giving me grief and a good time. That is what I got out of this game.
Boys.
Boys.
They're trouble.
Hashtag boys, boys, boys.
Oh, get that Gaga promo.
I think that Gaga song has my favorite Gaga lyric of all time, and it has kind of the mantra?
Either way.
Whatever you want to say.
Tomato, tomato.
To how I treat the men in my life. And the lyric is, touch me, baby, but don't mess up my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's like kind of how I live my dream.
I mean, you do not like when boys touch your hair.
But it's kind of symbolic. Like, I choose who I am, and it comes through in my hair. And that's, like, who I am in life.
Are you trying to plug another Lady Gaga song?
No. What I'm saying is,
I am my hair.
Be my boyfriend, but don't come for how I live my life. Touch me, but don't mess up my hair.
Oh. What if they just want to, like, run their fingers through that green mane?
I actually do. I do like it when people play with my hair. But you know what I'm saying? Symbolically, don't mess up my hair. what's the lyric that defines your love life?
From Lady Gaga?
Anybody. Well, truly Lady Gaga, but anybody.
Oh. Get my heart racing in your skin tight jeans. That's a Katy Perry lyric.
Melt your popsicle?
Mm. Just when you see a hot guy and you're like, oh, he melts my popsicle.
You need Jesus.
I need Katy Perry.
You need seven rosaries. You need Jesus. You need a heavenly father to send you help. You need a therapist.
Bloody Mary.
You need a Bloody Mary.
Oh.
And on that note, let's go back to Lady Gaga, Bloody Mary, the great song. Okay, well, cool. That has been fun. Thank you for that little game, Corey.
Yeah, that was something.
I feel like we dived deep into our love lives.
Yeah, we talked about a lot.
And I think you guys learned a little bit about us. I learned a little bit about you.
It might have just been psychobabble.
But if you've made it this far, be sure to tweet us with the hashtag that Sky Rat dropped a pickle on me. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Something about Sky Rat dropping a pickle on you. Tweet it to us. Get it trending. And that's how we'll know that you guys stuck around for the entire episode, because that's how much we're going to love you. If you do that, that's how we love you.
And subscribe to Psychobabble on iTunes.
How easy is it to do that?
A click.
Oh, my God.
It's easier than dropping a pickle on someone.
It's basically it's the virtual version of dropping a pickle on someone.
Oh, drop a pickle on Psychobabble.
Will you? Take a pickle out of the fridge, drop it on your keyboard when your cursor is hovering above subscribe, and it might do it.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Might break your
There's computer. Nothing worse than a pickle juice on a laptop.
Truly.
If there's one thing I learned.
That's truth be told.
Truth be told. Okay, well, thank you for listening. I hope you guys have a fabulous life. Tune in next week for basically an even better episode where we're going to get even deeper and even juicier.
Are we just going to keep getting deeper and juicier?
I mean, if we stick around, if nobody cancels this. The only way to keep it around is if you subscribe. So subscribe, and we'll see you guys next week.
Later.
Bye, y'all.